Alison Hedemeyer is in this year's Mrs. Universe pageant, hoping to rep our country overseas. She's a mum, a Zumba instructor, and teaches fitness within her community. Hey, Alison, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on today's program.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Alison. I'm sorry I haven't been to your Zumba classes, Alison, at Barry Curtis Park, but you're still doing them?
Yes, every Wednesday night we do free community classes, so it's quite fun, especially in summer, obviously.
Yeah, cool. And that's, what, by the skate park, or where do you guys convene?
It's more along with a sports field, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Heaps of space over there.
How many Māoris are turning up? You enjoying doing some Zumba out in the open air?
Oh, yes, definitely. The free aircon.
Hey, well, good on you, Alison, for putting your name forward. I didn't even know there was a Mrs. Universe New Zealand pageant, but I do know now. And
yes. And
tell me, how did you come to put your name forward, or who decided that you'd be a good rep for our nation? How did this come to be, Alison?
So I have a few friends. So I actually have a few friends that joined the pageant a few years ago. So the Mrs. It's actually Mrs. Aotearoa. And then under that branch is Mrs. Universe New Zealand and Mrs. Earth. It's kind of like the Miss pageant, but it's for more like the married, so the bit more mature females. But yeah, so one of my friends asked me this year, and I thought, why not? yeah, that's pretty much how it was. But yeah, it's been a journey, definitely. It's not just about walking and putting on some makeup. There's a lot of other things that are behind the scenes as well. A lot of charity work, which is what I usually do in Zumba anyway, so it kind of all fits in.
Yeah, and it's neat highlighting the role of our mums in our communities. Where would we be without them? So the charity work you just touched on, Alison, flesh that out a little bit.
Oh, okay. So recently I ran a charity fundraiser. It's for Woven Earth. So they deal with families that have gone through domestic violence, and they kind of help them, like when they find a new home, help them furnish their homes. So yeah, that was really, they really, you know, hit close to home as well and really enjoyed that one. So I'm going to be focusing a lot on the domestic violence area. So we also do a lot of charity fundraisers for like Breast Cancer Foundation, things like that. Yeah, so it's a good outreach, and we have quite a good community. They're always willing to help, and, you know, dance and help is probably the best thing.
Tēnā koe, Alison. Well, hats off to you for the willingness to support others who are perhaps doing it a little tough. You're the only wahine, so I'm led to believe, in the pageant, and a proud mum. Tell us why it's important to you that you represent our people in this way.
Oh, definitely. So it definitely is, I definitely want to be a role model, definitely for my daughter. I was quite a young mum, and just want to show that, you know, we're not just nobodies, you know, don't let other people tell us we're not good enough, because we really are. And as a strong Māori woman, you know, we need to show exactly what we have, and represent definitely on the international stage.
Please, when's the, so there's a lot of build-up, charity work, etc., that you've just touched on. When does it all come to a head? Talk us about what's ahead for you, Alison.
So for this, I think it just kind of brings more awareness to what's happening as well. And when you have a bigger platform, it does kind of bring a lot more awareness to the things that are happening and the ways we can actually help others in our community, not just in our community, but others around the country as well.
Well, tēnā koe. The name Hedemeyer is, it's a name that features right across our land. Whereabouts are you from, Alison? What's your whakapapa lines?
No Otawa aho, ko Pisa Hedemeyer kuri toku papa. Ko Takurua Hedemeyer toku, obviously he's my grandfather. so I come from Otawa, brought up in Bay of Plenty and raised in Auckland.
Well,
tēnā, story there.
Beautiful. And tell us, Alison, about the culmination of the Mrs. New Zealand or Mrs. Aotearoa pageant. When is the big reveal, or when will we know who the winner is?
After many, many workshops, I think it's probably closer to middle of the year. I can't really confirm the end date at this stage, but I'll contact my director and find out more information on that. But yeah, it's definitely a journey. Working on a lot of self-development at the moment.
Tēnā koe. And of course, your Zumba classes. These are freebies, you guys. If you're listening today, Alison will get you out there and not just do some fitness work, but have fun and have some whakawhanaungatanga in the outdoors at Barry Curtis Park out here in Manukau. When does that get underway again, Alison?
So we have another class tomorrow night. Yep, that's me.
That's you? From 6?
6 p.m. to 7 p.m, yep. So we have a whole hour out in the open dancing and having fun.
That sounds cool. How many people have been turning up?
Quite a few, and there's a lot of people that are just walking past and they just jump in. It's quite fun to see that happening. Usually about 20 to 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's all put together as part of the community. And if you'd like to meet Alison, go out and get fit at the same time and see how you might be able to support her, Mrs. Aotearoa Pageant. All the best, Alison. I can't say I'm a Zumba expert, but I do like Zumba because I like grooves and beats and dancing.
Yes, the best place to be.
Good catching up with you, Alison. All the best with the mahi and with the pageants. Ngā mihi.
Thank you. Ngā mihi. Bye.
Tēnā koe, thanks.